It's you. What's wrong, Cupcake? It's bedtime. It's actually been bedtime for a couple of hours now. You can't sleep. I knew watching that scary movie with you was a bad idea. I'm teasing. You having one of those episodes where you can't sleep all through the night, huh? Poor you. I wish I could relate, but the worst I got was Mom's big chest. Yeah, you're old enough to know how sore it is to have back pain, neck pain, collar pain. You just needing someone to talk to? Alright, you might as well get in the bed. I'm surprised you didn't pass out, actually. We did a lot of errands today, but I guess you can never predict when insomnia strikes. I actually saw a funny video that said people tried warm chocolate milk to try and help them sleep, but I thought it would wake them up because food gives you energy and it's full of sugar. There is so much information out there, but how can we tell if any of it's true? When I was younger, computer classes were finally introduced to us, and the teachers would all rant and rave about how this is the future. The digital access to the Library of Alexandra. They were incredibly hyped for it, and if I'm honest, it was kind of infectious. I couldn't help but get a little excited with them every time we had class on those computers. They were slow as anything, mind you. Oh, did you just yawn? Was my boring story putting you to sleep? Oh, I've got plenty more boring stories where that came from. You better get comfy then. Here, I'll play with your hair. Just like Mom used to do for us, huh? Oh, she's so busy these days. It's understandable. You'll understand why you had to grow up fast. It was nothing that you did wrong. Don't worry. The world can be cruel and it can be tough, but you'll always have me, right? Your big annoying sister who plays video games too late and your hair.